propaganda. Anybody who takes a close look at the structure of corporate news information and that their bottom line drives, in many ways, the content that people see. Manufactured consent. When we live in a corporate media environment, messages that are critical of the establishment, that you're going to get a very biased view of the world. People who were very conscious of this said, okay, let's create an open publishing system so that people can communicate directly, that it isn't a one-way system, that, you know, we're being told information, but we can actually tell each other stories and share that information together. There's over 150 independent media centers around the world, and they're all run autonomously at the local community-based level, and it's all networked together as well, so we share resources and information. Live in a society that's dominated by corporate media and propaganda, 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 propaganda.
Yes, it's all about corporate media propaganda, except for this show. Yeah, welcome to the Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. Thanks to Hannah from Drive Time. Stay with us for an hour's worth of anti-corporate grassroots activist interviews, events, news, blather. What's going on? This packed show is sure is. So, no sport. No big media, just activist dribble for the next hour. And we've got a special guest in the studio with us. We will reveal him in a second. And also tonight, on tonight's show, we'll be talking about a forced deportation from Baxter Detention Centre on Monday morning. And, with some follow-up about that and how activists deal with such a thing to try and stop a man being deported to his death. We'll also be talking with Tonya from who was at Baxter and was up supposed to be in court on Friday last week related to charges at the Easter Baxter convergence. And we'll also be talking to Beck from Twiz about an activist weekend. My name's Alan Boyd, and with me in the studio is,
as usual, Ray.
Ray, how you going, Ray?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Not bad. It's like Melbourne outside, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just like, it looks like.
Yeah, it's just as dreary.
Yeah,
just sad. Just as suburban, bicultural.